Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't care what waking up song. Your radio alarm, you come on there and then you hear this song waking up.
Man, you think so?
First you're going to lay there for a minute and sing.
Really?
Then you're going to get up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this 12th day of October. And I don't know why, but it just seemed like a good song to bring Terrell on to. You know? So let's bring on Terrell. Good morning, Terrell Thomas. These Urban Times are, well, I'm going to say he's our brother. He's our cousin. He's
our kinfolk.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, man. It's been a minute since we talked to you. How are you and the family?
Good to hear that voice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great to be back. It's great to be with you guys. I'm well. You know, it's our favorite time of year. We're in a mix where the NBA is bouncing back. Football is live in a living color. Baseball is rounding out. Hockey is here. It's the best time of year. So I'm excited. And again, I'm happy to be talking with you gentlemen, lady and gentlemen, this morning.
You just put a smile on Noelle's face.
Yeah, you did.
She never forgotten anyway, but yeah, that was nice. All right, well, listen, I'll let you decide. Should we get the personal out the way first, or we want to talk some basketball, and we'll get to the personal? You want to get your thoughts
either
on the Hawks?
Either is fine. Either is fine this morning. You run the show,
all
man.
Right. Well,
either
I tell you
fine.
What, Terrell, if you are talking to our audience and the people of Atlanta, how would you have them navigate getting down to the game tomorrow? And knowing that the traffic is just going to be stupid, you know, as they take on Miami. Have you driven downtown lately? What's been your experiences trying to get to the stadium?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No, especially on as you mentioned, on game days, I would get out, go tailgate, stuff like that. So I would get out early in the day, especially when they were like 1 o'clock games or something like that. Tomorrow is going to be a madhouse, I believe. I think it's going to be a zoo. So it might be one of those situations where if you want to get downtown in that area, you might have to get out there 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon and just maybe go have a nice drink somewhere, get a good burger or something, and just plan to be there all day because it's certainly going to be a madhouse.
Can believe that. Definitely can believe that, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452 at Eldorado2452. All right, so the Hawks are playing tomorrow night, a preseason game. Talk about what you've seen from this team so far, and they're coming off a win last night.
Yeah, you know, it's still early, 2 preseason games in, but they look good. They do look good, I'll say that. So many new pieces on this Hawks team, and I believe they're the second or third youngest team in the NBA right now. So although we think of the experience that Trae Young has or the experience when you add a guy like Kristaps Porzingis, but it's still a very young team. They have looked good so far, but I want to see how they look when they're really peaking at their pinnacle this season and really get all things going.
Can I just tag on to something we were talking a second ago about? Because you were mentioning getting around downtown tomorrow. Let's keep this in mind, too. Because Sam and I were talking about our station is going to have a presence. Our footprint is going to be all over downtown tomorrow because getting ready for the Monday night football game with the Falcons, we got Dukes and Bell. Well, actually, we got Dukes, Bell, and Randy.
Yeah.
They're going to be down at the Hilton from 11 a.m. until 3. You got Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick. They're going to be at Centennial Yards for the Wade Ford tailgate show.
On the steel bridge.
On the steel bridge, as opposed to the steel pier.
Yeah.
From 3 until 5. My point for saying that is it's not just getting to the stadium or the fact that this game is going on. There's going to be a whole bunch of watch parties, too, for the people who couldn't get tickets and get in. So you got that added bunch of traffic, too. I'm just telling you, plan accordingly, and if MARTA can get you where you need to get to, take that. I just want to say that off the top there. Because we need to let folks know about that. So what do we think of when we watch this game? You're not going to be comparing what you have as far as the Hawks players right now. Is it about getting in shape at this point? They're not going to have Tyler Hero. So again, this is about getting in, as they say, basketball shape, even though a lot of these guys come in to the season.
Well, I think it's also like rounding out your roster. You know what you've gotten as far as you know, firstly, and that's the thing with this Hawks team. They seem to be a deeper team. You have some good, and that's something that I've missed in recent years. So somebody goes down with an injury, this team all of a sudden struggles. And I think that's the thing, Terrell, that you look at this roster right now, you got some guys who don't mind playing roles and some guys who could be flexible in playing different roles.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's one of those things in tomorrow night's matchup where you get to conquer a lot of things in one, because for some of the guys, some of the new pieces, this will be their first time playing in front of Hawks fans at State Farm Arena. Again, granted, as you mentioned, it may not be an extremely competitive game where you have Miami's best players out there, things like that. But just getting adjusted to seeing, like, you know, what it's like in this locker room on a game day. What is the atmosphere like on a game day? Running up and down this floor on a game day. I think that'll be good for some of the players. As you just mentioned, this team will be very deep. I do like a lot of the pieces that were brought in on this team. So it'll be very interesting to see as the season moves on how Coach Snyder does shape out his roster. You know, who's here permanently, who maybe do a two-way thing and we see them with the Skyhawks and get called up in pivotal situations and things like that. But I think, as you said too, Greg, it's going to be about remaining in game shape, continuing to learn Coach Quinn's philosophies, because I'm quite sure he's not going to throw all of his schemes and philosophies out in preseason to give out too much tape. But then again, getting adjusted to what does game day look like, a home game day look like for these new players.
Yeah, but every Sunday, you got basketball fans hitting their knees and saying prayers that Porzingis doesn't get injured. You don't want anybody on this team getting injured, but this guy who's got the history of it, you really, really, really don't uncross your fingers throughout this season, hoping that guy doesn't go down.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny because I think that's going to be the key with this roster overall, and it will be health and injuries. You just mentioned Porzingis. He's a guy that's an extraordinary talent, nicknamed the Unicorn. Could be in MVP discussions if he could, you know, play a full season. So his health is something that we got to watch. A gentleman that we've been talking about for the last few seasons who we think is a rising, not just star, all-star, but a possible superstar, and Jalen Johnson, if he can stay healthy, you know, just imagine what he brings to this lineup. And then Trae Young, you know, he, thank goodness, he's never had any significant injuries, but when he has missed time, whether in a playoff situation or in a regular season moments, we've seen a very different Atlanta Hawks team. So I think, yes, Porzingis may be at the top of the list. The Hawks fans will be, you know, wishing on a star that he can truly stay healthy. But I think health overall is going to be the key to this team being a 3-5 seed, or once again, unfortunately, looking at a play-in tournament. I hope that's not where we're going this season.
You didn't mention Dyson Daniels.
Yep.
I'm just surprised. Defense and all that, but go ahead.
Well, yeah.
No, just because Dyson doesn't get injured too much. You know, he seems to be one of the more reliable pieces that we've had, you know, on this Hawks roster. So I didn't want to throw him out there.
Okay, I understand. Still early.
I like the addition of Luke Kennard. I mean, he's a guy who I think will be a long-distance specialist for this team, and that's something that's always needed. So it was great to see him be an addition for this team as well. I think it's going to be great for him.
But you should be happy with Kongwu still.
Yep.
You were worried about losing him.
Yeah, I was worried somebody's going to come pluck him out of there. But I think it's great that he's in the position that he's in. You know what he brings. He's going to bring you good defense. He's going to do some things defensively. And I think having Porzingis around and Jalen Johnson and Zach Richesche going to allow, you know, Big O to just do his thing when his number's called. And I know he's big on your radar as well, Terrell.
Yeah, he's a guy that I've been waiting to have a breakout season for some time. And, I'm hoping that this is the season that it really comes around, as you mentioned, with the additions that we had. But I'm glad you mentioned Luke, because he's going to be, I think, him, the combination and connection of him and Trae Young, I think a lot of people don't understand just how well of a shooter this guy is. Man, I think him and Trae can do some beautiful things here. So I'm excited to see how Luke fits into this philosophy as well.
That is Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this Sunday morning, 12th day of October. All right, so for tomorrow night, you got tip-off at 6 o'clock. Miami Heat, Atlanta Hawks, downtown. Just plan accordingly if you got to travel. Also, you should know that, obviously, you got Falcons and Bills going on.
Right,
so we should tell you that we, meaning 92.9 The Game, will have a presence downtown, and I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of watch parties and people going to these events. This is a positive for the city, but you just got to, like I said, everybody's getting ready for next year. So there's all kinds of cones and areas that you think you can park in and you're not going to be able to. And just what's your phrase, man? Park your patience.
Pack your patience. Got to have it. Got to bring it.
So tomorrow we got the Falcons game. We got Dukes, Bell and Randy at the Cigna by Hilton, 11 a.m. until 3. Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and Centennial Yards, Wade Ford tailgate show from 3 until 5. So that is all tomorrow, and we're going to be all over those games. I'm going to get back to what we got going on today, but as we talk to Terrell Thomas,
mm-hmm.
I folk.
Oh, yeah.
Since he's had a wonderful offseason.
Mm-hmm.
he's been kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all aware of the beautiful Selah,
mm-hmm.
who is on her way to becoming the next Maria Taylor in broadcasting.
Yep.
And you got Melo. We're not sure what he is. He's going to be. He might be more like Barkley. In broadcasting. We're not sure about Melo. But since then, congratulations. I'll let you give him yours.
There is
a new member of the Thomas household. Would you like to do the honor, sir, and tell everybody?
Oh, yes indeed. Well, thank you very much. Ironically, on my birthday this year, September 7th, my lady and I welcomed a healthy little boy into the world. Named him Kobe, of course. Yes, after Kobe Bryant. But it's been a interesting month, I'll say. You know, no sleep and things of that nature, getting the young man accustomed to the world and accustomed to our world. But it's been a beautiful blessing. So we're thankful there. It's been a beautiful blessing.
Yeah, and how's Mama doing?
She's doing well. You know, I'm gonna give her a lot of credit because she, you know, she's Mama Bear, so she's the one when little man is whiny or, you know, wants some attention, she's the one that's giving the extra amounts of hugs. Like, don't get me wrong, I'll play my part. I'll get in, get my hands dirty, get the bottles going, and spend some time with him as well.
Diapers,
but,
diapers, well, diapers? You changing diapers?
Yeah.
You left that part out, we weren't sure.
The diapers thing never bothered me. You know, I'm not a fan of the whining portion of little ones. You know, I understand that comes. But the dirty work, the diapers and stuff like that, I could do that all day. It's when the little one starts that wanting to be held and Mama comes right along, you know, with her charm. And I tell her, I say, he can just smell when you walk in the room. The whole environment
the whole
changes.
World changes. World changes, right? The world becomes a beautiful place.
But he don't like the fact that the kid is showing what he got from daddy, which is a voice. Broadcasting. The kid is starting to broadcast. Shh, be quiet. Anyway, congratulations.
But I want to thank y'all as well, because I know, you know, y'all knew for some time, and I appreciate the calls and the text messages and things like that. So thank you to my 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg family. Hey, greatly appreciate you guys.
How big sister and big brother
doing? Yeah.
Oh, they've been extremely hands-on and happy. Carmelo was gung-ho the entire time. Selah as well. And it's been great to see them to bond. It's been great to see them bond. Selah doing holding and feet. If Carmelo wants to hold him all the time, it's like, Melo, you're not much bigger than him. I know you know, like, you're just a little guy yourself.
Well,
they've been well, so I appreciate that from them as well.
Congratulations. You've done it just like it happened in real life. You've got Melo leaning on Kobe.
There you go. Yeah.
Listen, man, congratulations to you and the family and everything. And, of course, you are now – this is just the beginning of your appearances on our show as we head into basketball season. So enjoy the rest of your day. And listen, there can't be nothing better. I love doing it with Jesse, but that's a whole different episode of Oprah. But sitting back, and he's going to have this baby in his arm watching football, watching the Eagles game.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to be thinking about when I see the Eagles play. I'm thinking Terrell.
Not today now.
No, not today. But because moving forward.
We ain't been in Philadelphia. It's been a rough week in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't bring that up today.
Nothing about that, though.
We see what Noelle's doing. She's playing in Philadelphia. Yeah, she kind of picking at me in a backhanded way. We see you over there. We know what you're doing.
We're happy for you, but we're still going to let you know about your sports.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, Terrell. We'll talk to you soon. Speaking of Noelle, tell you what. I'm going to let you know about some money flying through the air. Got a casting call for you, and I'm sure that she has got something on her mind, so we're going to give her the floor, too. That is up next before we head into this 8 o'clock hour. Remember, Myles Garrett is going to get us set for Falcons and Bills tomorrow night. It is Sam and Greg. A short version is we got NFL football kicking off with the Jets and Denver at 9:30 this morning, so we're going to leave you just before the pregame show at 9:15. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.